Greetings, I'm Fred Zaspel. Welcome to another author interview here at Books at a Glance. Today we're talking again to Dr. Steve Wellham about his book, Volume 1 of Systematic Theology, and we are working through Part 2 of that on Divine Revelation, and we've come to Chapter 8 now, which has to do with why we believe in this high view of Scripture, that what Scripture says, God says. And we first of all have talked about the historic witness of that, that this has been the historic view of the church from the very beginning, reflecting, of course, that this doctrine was given to us from Christ and his apostles. So let's move forward with that then now. Steve, welcome back. Thanks for talking to us again.
Glad to be back with you, Fred. Thanks again.
All right. We've talked about the historic view, that this is, in fact, the received view. And we've talked about some of the importance of that. But there's a still more important reason to hold the high view of Scripture. And explain that for us, and explain what is meant by the Scripture's self-attestation and why that is so important.
Yeah, these are crucial issues, and this starts now getting into the sort of the relationship of theology and apologetics, and of course this is where some sparks fly with how we ultimately ground Scripture. So far, right, this whole chapter is trying to do why is the received view, the high view of Scripture, to be accepted? Why do you believe it, right? If someone were on the street to say, why do you believe the Bible is the Word of God? We began first with, well, I mean, this has been what the church has always said. I'm a Christian. I'm part of the church. But of course, that's not enough. We ultimately have to have a stronger grounding. And the church, at least in terms of theology, has said, you think of Westminster Confession does this, Second London Baptist Confession, and even previously, the ultimate ground for receiving Scripture to be the Word of God is ultimately because it says so, right? And that's the notion of self-attestation. It has to bear witness to itself. Now, that automatically raises for people, I mean, that's the kiss of death, right? I mean, that's committing intellectual suicide. I mean, somebody asks you, why do you believe the Bible's the Word of God? And you say, well, because it says so. It attests to itself that it is the Word of God. And they say, well, okay, what about the Quran? And what about, the Bhagavad Gita's or something like that? I mean, they are all religious books. I mean, we can play this game. The Mormons can pull out their book and so on. Yet I try to give, this has been a historic position, right? I mean, I quote the Second London Baptist, which is just building off of the Westminster at this point, is the ultimate ground, the ultimate basis, right? So there's other reasons. You can give all kinds of reasons for our belief in Scripture as the Word of God. But the ultimate reason has to be tied back to God himself, that he must bear witness to his own word and revelation. There's no higher court of appeal than him. And of course, this is getting to the most foundational, fundamental starting point for Christian theology, is our knowledge of God is because God himself is there. Some of the earlier issues we picked up, but he is not just there, but he has spoken and he speaks with authority. The God of the Bible needs nothing outside of himself to confirm himself. You think of the rhetorical questions of Scripture. Who has been my counselor? You don't say, well, I'm going to go to the experts at Harvard and they'll tell me whether you're correct on these matters. When Job says, I want to talk to you, God, well, then God says, who are you, Job? You're going to have to take me at my word. So the God of the Bible, and of course, we have to distinguish other conceptions of God and other religions and so on, but the God of the Bible and his spoken word and authority are bound up with one another. They're inseparable, so that the God of the Bible speaks, has all authority, and speaks with all authority. He is creator. He is sovereign Lord. He is the one who knows all things, plans all things, ordains all things. He is the, we've used earlier, archetype, right? He is the very source and standard of truth. He is the one that discloses himself. So the ultimate reason for receiving his word has to be on his own say-so. And so that is where we must begin. That's what self-attestation is about. And this gets into, worldview discussion, because in apologetics, mean, some people will try to find neutral ground or independent ground outside of the Bible. And we do give reasons for the Bible, its historical trustworthiness and its relation to various disciplines and what we can study and so on. Those are all fine, but they have to be underneath or subsidiary to the fact that the ground for scripture is found in God's own speech, God's own authority, and he speaks with that authority. And then we have to wrestle with, well, what about other claims, similar claims to self-attestation that maybe other religions have?